What you're about to hear is an exchange that I had with the couple outside of the Mission Hills abortion clinic this morning. I was joined by my friends Don McGinnis and Ty McIntosh. They were both out there with me to witness what you're about to hear. You're going to hear a heated exchange. It's important that I let you know that at no point did I become angry. Although voices were raised. The background is the couple came in earlier in the morning and we pleaded with them. I specifically pleaded with them not to go in to kill their baby. The man became incensed, cussed at me, threatened, but they went inside. A few minutes later, they walked back out. He was obviously angry. Walked back to their car, and they drove away. And we rejoiced because we knew what happened. She decided she did not want to have the abortion, and they left. And so we were praising God for, at least at that moment, saving that unborn child. Well, sadly, they returned an hour or so later. And we pleaded with them again, and the young man became enraged. Marched over toward us. And remember, we're about 100 feet or so or more away from the door to the clinic, standing on a public sidewalk. He marched over cursing, saying he was going to assault me. He wanted to beat me up. The young woman was literally trying to hold him back. He started to take off his jacket, posturing to fight. Came over and started cursing. At one point, he spat on me. I had his phlegm and his spittle on me for the rest of the morning. And sadly, they would walk back inside to have the abortion. It seemed obvious to us. Certainly, we can't read anyone's minds, but it seemed obvious to all of us collectively that this young woman was being pressured to have this abortion. And I pleaded with this young woman not to be afraid of him, not to let him force you into this. So I share this exchange with you simply to show you what happens out there in front of abortion clinics. There are godly men and women of Christ who are out in front of these clinics. Sometimes every day. They've been at it for 20 years. They've experienced far worse than this. And so I wanted to give you a snapshot as to what happens out in front of the abortuary. And I'd ask you to continue to pray for me and others who are on the front lines of this ministry. And also ask yourself the question, might this be something the Lord would have you do? I will be quick to say that I don't think this kind of ministry is for everybody. And so I certainly don't want to make you feel guilty if you're not doing it. But maybe the Lord has been working on your heart. Maybe the Lord's been moving you in that direction. And you might be thinking, well, Tony, then why are you sharing an audio like this if you're trying to encourage us to do it? Why don't you share with us one of the great conversations you've had out there? And I've had a few. But you also need to know the dark side of this kind of ministry. And so I'm sharing this with you not to be sensational. I'm sharing this with you not to feel sorry for me. I'm sharing this with you so that you will continue to lift me and Don and Ty up in your prayers, as well as the others, the many other Christians who are outside of abortuaries, maybe even now as I record this, quite literally putting their physical safety on the line for the lives of the unborn. And please pray also for this couple. We prayed asking the Lord to save each and every man and woman who walked into that clinic to kill their babies. And it was a very busy morning this morning. We did not pray that God would send them to hell. We prayed that God would bring them to repentance and faith. that the conviction for what they were doing this morning would be so great that the Lord would bring them to conviction of that sin, and then He would sovereignly bring to them the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether they read it or someone shares it with them, and that they would come to repentance and faith in Christ. We prayed that way for Juan, the security guard. We prayed that way for the doctors, the technicians. We don't want anybody to perish in their sins. As horrific a crime as murder of unborn children is, we don't want any of these people to perish in their sins. So with that, here's the exchange I had this morning.
Folks, are you here for an abortion this morning? Sir, there's no need to kill your child this morning. There's a clinic right across the street that could help you. No, sir, I care too much about the unborn. Sir, if it's your child, you should care too, sir.
Oh, is it towards the left?
Yeah.
Oh,
please don't go back inside. I'm not talking to you. Ma'am, don't let him talk you into doing this. No. No, sir. No. No, sir.
There's a life at stake here.
There's a life at stake.
You don't know what the I'm here for, alright?
Okay. Don't do it, sir.
We don't want to.
Don't do it.
Listen, we don't want to offend you.
Then why the talking to me? You don't know what I'm here for.
Are you here to abort your baby?
Can you blame us for trying to save some lives? Can we?
Guys, how about that, man? You guys don't know what the
How about having the courage to let your baby let your baby live?
How about you shut the up?
No, sir, I'm not going to.
You.
That won't help. That doesn't change anything, sir. You being hateful towards me isn't going to change your conscience.
You.
That doesn't help. That doesn't hurt, sir. Don't kill your baby. Don't kill your baby.
Up.
No, sir, I won't. I care about the life in this young lady's womb.
Shut
no, sir, I won't. You know this is wrong.
It's going to be on your conscience forever.
You know this is murder. Don't do this. Young lady, don't let him talk you into doing this. Don't let him force you to do this. No, sir, I won't. I will not, sir. I will not.
Boy, he didn't get you, did he?
I don't know. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That's right.
Sorry, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He talked her into doing
angry,
it.
Angry boy, huh? Well, you can tell that he probably forcefully brought her down here and made her do that.
Yep.
The way his personality is right there.
Yep.